Right. Tonight's topic is the mitzvah shiloach hakein. The Gemara here mentions a famous Gemara about somebody who was commanded by his father to go and bring him a gezolos. He did shiloach hakein, and he fell and died. Where is the arichas yamim of the person? The Gemara is being a raya that arichas yamim doesn't mean olam hazeh necessarily. That's a sugya in the Gemara. If I remember, I want to come back to it. There's a fundamental question by Shluach HaKein. It's a very important lamaisa. When a person goes and sends away the mother bird, whether he's obligated as part of his mitzvah to take the eggs or the baby birds that are there. The Torah says that you send away the mother, and the sabarim tikach loch, and the pasuk seems to say that you're obligated to take the bun. Now, I just want to illustrate to you why it's a very big nafkamina. I, to my recollection, was Mekayim Shiloach HaKein once in my life. One day I was learning, it was a Friday afternoon, and I was in the study of my house, which was in front of the house, and I heard a commotion outside. So I opened the front door, and the children were all around there's a small tree in front of my neighbor's house, and there was a nest with a mother bird and a bunch of baby birds. And they were all screaming, "Hey, baby bird, mother bird." So I saw an opportunity. So I did Shiloach HaKein. Now, I have to tell you, Shiloach HaKein, you have to know how to do it. Because if you approach the nest, the mother just flies away because it's afraid. And the kiyum mitzvah has to be done by a dayan. You have to physically do something to chase the mother away. So that's what I did. There happened to be a hockey stick near the door of the house that day. So I went, and from the distance, I stuck the stick under the nest, and then I chased away the mother. Now, I have to tell you, if I would have to take
why
the...
Why is it walking out of ice? Why is it walking out
of what?
Why is it walking
out of I'm assuming the tree is just a rabbit. You have to go to my block and see my neighbor's tree. He has in front of his house three pine trees. When he put it down, it was three cute little ones. Now it's three bigger ones, but, you know...
Why is walking not enough?
No, you have to do something, too. You have to something be a dying to it. All right, that's what the Pesachim say. That's not my subject for today. But I have to tell you, Shiloach HaKein, you're not obligated to do it. If you see a nest and you don't want the babies, which I certainly didn't want, you're not obligated to do Shiloach HaKein, but it's a mitzvah saseh. Now, if I would have had to take the babies, I don't know exactly where I would have taken them to, but it would have been more hesitant to do it. If they happen to be baby chicks, we can just put it back. What?
Yes.
So that's the question. The question is the mitzvah to chase away the mother? If you don't want, you're going to take the babies. The puzzle is talking about someone who wants the eggs, who wants the baby birds. Is it an obligation to take the babies or not? Now, the lashon of the Gemara and the lashon of the Rishonim seems to say that you take the mitzvah saseh, kol mishim sakam ba'oif me'oif tar, yishalach ha'im v'sabonim yikach loy. That's the lotion of the mitzvah. You chase the mother away, you take the baby birds or the eggs. What?
That's the whole mitzvah.
So many understand that's the whole mitzvah. The Chacham Tzvi in a tshuva, which is mentioned here, says Pei Beis, I think it's Pei Gimel. But anyway, the Chacham Tzvi in the tshuva says it's not true. And sabarim tikach loch is a reshus. There's no obligation to take the eggs. The mitzvah is to send away the mother. But you don't have to take the baby. You don't have to take the eggs. There's no obligation to take it. That's the chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. And Aruch HaShulchan paskens that way. He brings it and paskens that way. And it seems that the later paskim, I think there's some seven and tshuva he brings, also paskens that way. That there really is no obligation to take the babies at all. Yeah, it could just be kind of them and put them back down. It's true, you could just be kind of them and put it back down, and that's adequate. What? You have to be mafkrit if you want somebody else to do the mitzvah. Yeah, it's true. Your mitzvah is tabal chayim. When the mitzvah is the mitzvah, you do it. When you muzzle an animal while it's threshing, what? the tails of the mitzvah. You're doing it to the kind of mitzvah. Look, they bring the zayah that the mother crying reminds HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Klal Yisrael. So this is tayelus. The mitzvah is to send away the mother, and the Chacham Tzvi says that's the mitzvah. There's two shtaka rayas to it. Really, the best raya I think he brings here is from a Gemara that says if you send away the mother and it comes back, afilu dalad vehei palmim, it's still a mitzvah. Even four or five times, you get four mitzvahs. The question is, if you had to take the bonim aren't hefker anymore, how do you get four or five mitzvahs? It's mashma, you can answer, but it's mashma that you're not obligated to take the bonim. Also, a second strong raya. Yeah, there's a dakeshin, the lama, which means one way trip. Right, okay. The second raya is the language of the chinuch. This is Lashon. The chinuch says, does he bring the Lashon? The chinuch says that it's a skula for kid for not for bichazav. That's the pasuk. The chinuch says chus to have children is shiluach hakein. The language of the chinuch is zaycha labanim, diksiv vahabanim tikach loch, lomali lamichtiv vahabanim tikach loch. Elohi kamar. What do you mean? If that's the mitzvah, so then of course you should do it. You should have to do the mitzvah. What do you mean? So the Chacham Tzvi says that's a proof that there's no obligation to take the child. You can send away the mother, and you can leave the eggs, you can leave the babies, and zehu. And that's the psak of the Chacham Tzvi. If you have the copies in the bottom line, it brings the Beis Lechem Yehuda, who says, Al Pi Zayar, Yedavka should take the bottom. Because Al Pi Zayar, the mother sees and screams, and that's Ma'ir Rachmi Shemayim. So Al Pi Zayar, you're supposed to take the bottom. And whenever the Zayar is not contradicted by Shas, we were mafia like the Zayar. So the Beis Lechem Yehuda says you should do it Al Pi Zayar. Now, some Sefer writes, no, there is a steer in Shas to the Zayar, and he holds that therefore you don't have to take the bonim, because you don't have to. You certainly can. You can eat it for supper. I mean, it's kosher. You can eat it, right? It's what? It's only a kosher bird, isn't it, Shaker? You could take it and put it back. That for sure you could do. And if somebody else wants to do the mitzvah, you have to be mafker it. You have to be mafkarit. I should mention, if it's a Rishus HaYachid, the owner has to be mafkarit. In my case, the trees are in front. There's a rule that a Chatz HaShenu Mishtameris is not Kaina. It certainly wasn't as a Chatz HaShenu Mishtameris. But anyway, that's a mitzvah. Yeah, you mafkarit, and then you take it. Now here, the Aruch HaShulchan says a Chiddush Gadol, and I want... There are two parts. One part is telling the mitzvah shiluach hakein, but really even bigger is the chiddush of the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says that even though the lashon, all the way at the end, the Aruch HaShulchan's lashon. This is in Siman Reish Tzadik Beis in Yeridaya. Aruch HaShulchan says like the Chacham Tzvi: you're not mechuyav take the bonim, send away the mother. And then he says mekol mokay. Mishezicheu Hashem b'mitzvah zu, yikayim kro kediksiv. Says in I, there's a concept to be mekayim the pasuk as it says, kro kediksiv. Be mekayim the pashtus of the pasuk, even though the Torah means it as a rishus. But there's an inyan lekayim pashtus akra. The makar for this is a ritva in Yevamis that's in Shulchan Aruch as well. By the mitzvah of chalitza. As you know, the wife, the almana, takes off the shoe of her brother-in-law. So it says, the pasuk says, na'alcha, na'aloi, na'aloi me'al raglai, na'aloi. What does na'aloi mean? His shoe. So this is the lashon of the Gemara, in the last parak of Yevamis, na'aloi yachal yeheshalai. Na'aloi means his shoe. I think it has to be his shoe. So Gemara says, "Na'aloi kemidas raglai." It doesn't mean he has to own it. It means it's got to fit his foot. No, Allah, it's got to be something appropriate for him. It's Beferish Gemara, it is no machlaikis, that he doesn't have to own the shoe. It says, I would think, no Allah, Shehe Shalai. No, no Allah, Kamidas Raglai. So the Ritva writes there that, that's on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, that Afal Pikein, Yikayim Pashtei Dikra. Even though the Gemara says Beferish, no machlaikis. That it doesn't mean he has to own it. You mekayim the pashtei dekra. We do by every chalitza is we give the shoe to the brother-in-law and tell him to be kind. And I was by a chalitza by Reb Brown, Sherm Sirim Balacha, interesting, the author of this page, and he gave him the shoe the day before and told him to take it home and bring it tomorrow. There's halacha by chalitza that you kaveh amakim the day before. Since we don't have a bezden shtibel where we do it, the day before they kaveh amakim, they put the seats, and for whatever the makar is, that's what we do. And he was naive that at least the one time I saw it, that the brother-in-law came, he gave him the shoe, told him to take it home and be kind in. I saw others who did chalitza, they just told him b'shas ma'isa, pick it up and be kind in. But it's definite, it says in Shulchan Aruch and the Seder of chalitza that he's kind in. Now the Gemara says, "Na'aloi yochli eishaloi." No, na'aloi can be this ragel. So it's refresh Gemara. You don't have to. The Ritva says, "Mitzvah lekayim pashtei dekra." That afal pikein. It's a proper thing to do the pasuk the way it says. So we have that here by shluach hakein. Abadim tikach loch. It's not an obligation. It's a proper thing to do. And there, in the Mikroi Kodesh from the Tzvi Pesach Frank on Pesach. In the second chelik of it, he brings this ritva. It doesn't mean Aruch HaShulchan, but he brings the ritva, and he says a few more mitzvahs for hanhag as we do. In Shulchan Aruch it says when you eat the matzah, it's a maila to swallow the shear in one shot. That person should chew the matzah, and the first swallow of the mitzvah should be the shear in one shot. Even though k'deachilas prasiya, it's a the mitzvah to swallow to one shot. So, well, what the Mikroi Kodesh says is because Pashtei Dekra of Achila, of eating a Kazayas, is one eating of a Kazayas. We have a Locha Moshe Mesinai, that Kedei Achila's Pras is good enough. But the Pashtus of eating a Kazayas is a one shot, which is what he says, and therefore we do it in one shot. The same thing he says about a Hadas. Roiv Mishulish is good. It's 100% kosher. But we try to get Kulay Mishulish. It says the same thing, that the Pashtus of the Anaf Eitz Avais, we understand to mean that it's Mishulish. Anaf Eitz Avais means Avais. Zalach Rishu Mishinai, Rubai Kekulay. Or learn from a Pasuk, Rubai Kekulay. But we try to be Mikayim Pashtei Dekra. He says as a general rule, that anytime Rubai Kekulay, L'chatchil yedu kulay. By shchita, you can shech roif simanim, l'chatchil yedu the entire. All of this, he says, is as this inyan of mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra, that it's a mitzvah to do the pasuk exactly the way it says. So this is, I guess, today's, I'm telling you, a din about shluach hakein, that you don't have to take the banim. And this Aruch HaShulchan's concept, that mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. The only thing I have on the Aruch HaShulchan is the language of the Chacham Tzvi is habonim tikach loch is like sheshes yomim tasa malacha. It's a rishus. So when he says habonim tikach loch mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra, does he mean sheshes yomim tasa malacha? A working 6 days is a maila? Mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra, you think so?
Shalom
bayis. Stay out of the house. So I don't know. I miss something means sheshi yom tasa malacha, like turning on lights. He doesn't mean going to work. But anyway, these are the two concepts that I wanted to share with you today.